Previously on the Prophecy Tango.
Kaylani, lovely.
Why not just live in time?
You seem to be grasping the nature of our current existence quite well.
In terms of where we're going, I almost wonder if we just go where we were pulled from.
Are we creating paradoxes here?
I'm not a smart man.
An absolute complete disaster.
This is Save Kalani from our future.
If we leave there, is there a part of us that's always here?
Your mortal minds comprehend time in a linear fashion.
We can go back and change with some ghosts are vanishing.
How about we play this game here, checkers here?
You hear the sound of a thousand timelines crashing.
Imagine a boat, but one that could fly.
Thank you, Rocco. I'll definitely go see Arcanics someday.
I think we have to be really careful about what we do next.
Dr. Ward, Althea and I have been speaking while you were speaking to this woman. She has something she'd like to say to you.
Althea has something she'd like to say to me?
Yes, she does.
Oh, okay.
Althea just kind of, she looks a little kind of sheepish. I've been meaning to tell you this for a while, and we didn't really know each other very well before, and I didn't know you very well. You do know the two of you are quite thoroughly cursed, right?
Which two of us are you talking to exactly?
Rocco and you, Dr. Ward.
I'm cursed?
How long?
Very much so, yes.
When?
How long have I been cursed? Because, I mean,
as long as I've known you.
As long as you've known me?
Oh, yes, I'm trained to recognize. I knew it when we met. You're...
Was I not cursed as well?
You were. But... Ever since you came back from that whole thing with the prophets, Shaid, you've been very different, obviously. We all know that, but whatever curse you were carrying is gone.
So wait, is there a name for this curse? Is it the thing where everyone I know dies? Is that the curse, or is that just me being, like, having really bad luck?
Oh, yeah, that might just be bad luck.
Okay.
No, I mean this in a very real, tangible sense. The two of you have both been cursed, are carrying curses, possibly on an item that's on your person, or... I don't know. Usually these sorts of curses come along with magical devices, magical items.
Oh!
Sometimes I've known of powerful creatures that can curse people.
Oh! Oh, that!
I just didn't light
like
of everything.
The thing where I didn't.
Yeah.
The thing where I didn't have a shadow, is that possibly? Would that be the curse?
I mean,
because we got the.
It could be, but
yeah, I got
you
this.
Have a shadow now and are still cursed.
I mean, I used to not be able to say my vowels.
That's true. That was a really, really annoying week.
That was a bad curse.
That was... I feel like it was worse for us than it was for you.
I don't know. Sentences became very hard.
Yeah, I know, but I feel like it was worse for us than it was for you.
Can you, like, tell what the curse is?
Yeah, can you tell maybe what item is cursed or what carried the curse?
Possibly, if yeah.
Playing out objects, I'm like, there's the bracelet, there's, hold on. So I have my bracelet. I don't think I have the Mace of Spite anymore. I think I left that because I have the arm now. The Servitude Choker. The Lover's Rings. The Gem of Brightness. And then I'll kind of start removing the armor. The half plate of the Morning Light.
Yeah, she touches like each one in turn. Shakes her head, moves on to the next. Shakes her head, moves on to the next, shakes her head. And then she touches your armor. Pulls her hand back, almost like she's been burnt. Ooh.
Drax.
Oh, this carries quite a strong curse, Dr. Ward.
Do you know what type of curse?
I don't. Something's been taken from you. I apologize. I'm not the best at this sort of thing. They train us to recognize and remove them, but the source of it is, it's hard to say.
Okay. Because, I mean, I know that I lost my shadow. I lose more than my shadow. I mean, I assume I lost more than my shadow. That makes sense. Is it going to kill me? Am I dying?
Oh, well, generally curses aren't good to have on you.
No, I mean, yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be happy to remove it.
You'd be happy to remove the curse?
Well, of course. You're my friend. I don't wish to see you suffer.
Yeah, no. Let's knock this out the park.
I'm ready now, Dr. Ward, if you'd like to proceed.
Do you need me to do anything?
Just have a seat. This might tingle a little bit.
Okay. I'm gonna whisper a prayer under my breath to Orion, and I'll take a seat.
Okay. So, Althea begins to utter incantations, and she begins moving her hands around, making patterns in front of her. You can see just a subtle weave of magic around her hands as she moves them. You begin to feel a pulling at yourself, starting first in your forehead, moving down through your sinuses and encompassing your face and your head, moving down your neck, down your chest. You feel it kind of tugging around your heart and your lungs and moving down your arms and your torso until your entire body is surrounded by this humming energy, just pulling at you as if it's drawing your very blood out of you, as Althea continues to murmur her incantations and move her hands, her fingers forming arcane signs in the air. Her eyes closed, her brow furrowed in concentration. Then you feel a great tug at your very essence inside you, as if your organs are going to be ripped out through your pores. And then a blood-curdling scream comes from Aaron. He stands up. His hands begin dissolving into shadow. It moves up to his shoulders, his head, his neck, his torso. It moves down his body as he screams and disappears. Aaron is gone.
Al turns to Althea. Althea? What the fuck just happened?
I have no idea. I conducted the ritual. So, your curse is removed. I don't. I'm nothing like that has ever happened before.
How many times have you done this before?
Two or three times.
Two or three times. So you presented this as if this was something that you knew what was going to happen, but two or three times. Well, fantastic.
We practiced it at school.
Practiced. Excellent. This is wonderful. And this never...
Hold on. Before we start starting to lay blame on things, I mean, Dr. Ward, you're a person that has been very good in the magical arts, I'm sure. You've shown it in plenty of times in battle, as well as just your general intelligence. As a generally intelligent person, have you ever heard of a remove curse spell evaporating someone?
I would say no, which is why I am so, do I have a shadow now? Mm-hmm. If I look behind me, shadow.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. All it cost was a person.
Look, I'm sure if we talk to this archivist, we can probably try and find out. Maybe she might know something.
I'm going to go to the archivist. Excuse me. My companions and I was informed that I was carrying a curse, and my young, apparently neophyte, wizard friend, a colleague, she attempted to remove this curse, and in doing so, apparently removed another one of our colleagues, the quiet one. Brooding type, remove them from existence. You seem to be the type of person, creature, being that knows things. Do you have any idea what that was?
Well, I will preface this by saying that correlation does not guarantee causation. It does appear the two are connected somehow.
I mean, that does appear to be true.
There are a great many things I know about you and your companions, Dr. Ward, most of which cannot be spoken in this place without causing irreparable damage to, well, the very fabric of your reality, let's say.
You know the future, all that jazz.
I know some futures, yes.
Do I get all these people killed? I mean, just... It bears asking.
As I explained to you when we first met, Dr. Ward, you and most of your companions here are, I'd say, somewhat uniquely in charge of your own destinies. The future is not yet written, to coin a phrase.
Heard someone say that before.
Sander is tending to Althea.
Of course you are. So, we apparently have some sort of a task we need to undertake to get back to our timeline. If I happen to understand that correctly.
A task is an overstatement. You'd just need to navigate the Warrens to return to the time you wish.
Sounds good. Okay. I think we'll be ready soon. I'm just gonna go talk to them. And I'll step back in. I look over at Althea. You're... whatever. So, that was not what I thought was going to happen. She doesn't know where he is. I have no idea.
Well, I don't think he's dead.
What gives you that idea?
I mean, he said that he felt like his sister was still around, and, I don't know. I kind of feel like they're both still around.
Do you have a single bit of quantifiable anything that can give me some sort of credence to that, or is this just a you have a feeling?
Because
she had a feeling, and I pointed out Thea, she had a feeling that she could clear me of this curse, and now we are one person short. So I'm just trying to figure out if this is if this is in line with that, or if this is more of you've got something.
Rocco's going to walk a little bit closer to Dr. Ward and reach up and place his hand just as high as he can on Dr. Ward, kind of reaching for his chest.
You probably get to my stomach? I don't know how
tall. That's fine. Yeah, I grab your stomach.
Seeing what you're trying to do, I'll kneel down. I'll take a knee. Yes, Rocco.
Rocco's going to place his forehead to yours, now that you've gotten down on a knee. I don't want to say my feelings like hers, because I can tell you're upset with her, and I don't want you upset with me, but wherever the two of them are, they could be together again, and that's probably what they would both want, and you know, I want that for them too, and just like I want to be here. And you don't have to worry about me dying on your watch, because I want to be here, and I choose to be here. So don't worry too much about if we're going to die or not, because if that's what happens to me and I do die while I'm around you, I don't want you to feel guilty. I want to do this. I want to be with you guys. You're the closest thing I've got to family until we find my brother.
Do I get a sense, watching what happened to Aaron, that maybe he traveled planarly? Like something I'm maybe a little bit more familiar with?
It's nothing about what happened to him that suggests that. I mean, okay. It could be, but there's nothing that really
that outright says it.
Yeah, something you'd be able to key off of, really.
Okay.
Sander will just shrug at, all of Rocco's, words and stuff. I'm just gonna be like, look, worst case scenario, we still go 15 minutes back before the explosion. Both Aaron and Leal were on the ship at that time. I'm sure if we travel back in time, we will meet them there. Then we'll never have to ask the question of what happened in this place. They'll be all right, and the ship will be all right, and we will sail past this place like we were never meant to be here.
Sander's right. It's best to have a thing on it for now. If we succeed, it'll matter anyway.
That is an interesting assumption.
I have, rather though, I do have my own sort of hypothesis, if you're willing to hear me out, Doctor. If a remove curse spell caused the disintegration, for lack of a better word, of this person, how would you equate that? What would that mean about said person?
Well, do you want my rational opinion based on information that I have? Well,
Then what you've been showing so far.
What did you say? Sorry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a little crazy in my ear. Say, go ahead. Tell me. Mm.
Sander, when was the last time you went home?
Well, it depends on what you mean by home, really.
I mean home. You want to go now? Oh, I'm sorry. I feel like I'm being obtuse. That was a threat. That was a threat. I should be. Anyways, moving along. Based on the actual information which we have, there's Leo and Aaron. Leo's talked about them being shadow people. My curse removed my shadow. I don't think the numbers exactly add up. But that's... They did talk about how long they've existed, right? How long did they say it was? They said it was like years. Yeah. I don't think the numbers exactly line up. So, I mean...
Are we sure how time passed, though, when we were in the Fae Bazaar?
Of course not. We also are standing in a place that seems to be a weird focal point of time. So, who's to know how much time dilation has affected the rest of our lives? I mean, we met and had a conversation. Rocco had a private conversation with a man that I have known to be in his, I don't know, 50s, 60s, who has spoken to me about knowing me both in the past, sort of, and sometime in the future. So obviously, we're dealing with some weirdness. But I don't know.
But I still think that we're not going to learn anything until we start moving forward.
No, we have to go. Yes, I don't think we can stay here. I don't have any more information.
I mean, I understand you and Aaron have become closer with these travels, but I just have a feeling they're all right.
I wish I could share your optimism, but it is what it is. I don't think we're going to learn any more standing here. So, according to the Archivist, all we have to do is navigate through the Warrens, and we end up where we're going to end up.
I guess we should start moving then, instead of just, you know, pointing blame and continuing to talk about these things when we have nothing to do.
About that time, Rocco's going to walk back in through the front door. Are we all getting along now?
Yeah, it's fine, Rocco. And I'll go out to the main room.
You can see Bishop's just kind of chilling. He doesn't know what to do. Clout can't be seen, ostensibly still outside. And the Archivist and Kaylani are speaking back in the doorway of the back room.
I'll actually, you know what? I'll amend that. I'll go out into the main room, and then knowing that Clout is more than likely outside, I'll go outside. Because I know, because he wasn't there for that, right?
Nope.
Didn't see any of that happen. I'll go outside to talk to Clout to tell him what just happened.
Okay. You open the door, he's still standing out there. Just kind of casts his head over your shoulder. Well, about time to move on.
Yep, we're almost ready. We're one short now, though.
How do you mean?
Aaron, couldn't tell you what exactly it was, but Althea, a young mage, she formed a spell to try to lift. She said I had a curse on me. As far as I can tell, it was successful, but the cost of it apparently was Aaron. He just, I don't know, he evaporated.
Well, Dr. Ward, I've never heard of something like that happening before.
Me neither. I have not either. The rest of them seem to think that if we're successful navigating the Warrens, that we'll end up back where we want to be 15 minutes before all this happened, and that he'll be fine. And, you know, him and his sister will be there, and it'll be like it never happened. That's what they think.
Well, that is an optimistic perspective.
Yep.
I hope that it's true for the sake of your friends.
Yeah. Anyways, I think we're about ready, so... You seen anything out here?
Not even a wind.
Be glad to be gone from here.
You and I both.
Yeah. And, I'll head inside.
Okay.
Are we all getting ready to go?
Yeah, Rocco's rolling up the things that he has into his blanket, and then he just dumps it all into the bag of holding and then ties off the blanket around his neck and stands up, wipes his chest. I'm ready when you guys are.
Shai's going to hang back for a second to say some of the archivists while you guys all walk out. Are you guys walking out?
I don't know where we're going.
That's fair.
Yeah. Just gonna go wander off into the desert. That's the wrong way.
I mean, I'll move away from. I'll give you your moment. Like, I'm moving away from wherever you are. I see you.
Yeah, same here. Me and Althea are just making our way towards the door. Like you know, like at the end of a family festivities where everyone's kind of saying goodbye, but not really, but kind of, yeah. You're just kind of like sidling over to the door. That's essentially what I'm doing right now.
Okay, yeah, the archivist is going to see you guys and say, where are you going? I thought you all were ready to enter the Warrens.
How exactly does that happen?
Well, not through the front door.
Okay.
That would be weird.
Isn't that where you walked out?
You know, I thought that we were going to have to trek the desert again, so it is good to hear that we don't.
Yeah. No, you will access the Warrens from right here.
Oh, well.
Tell me when you're ready, and you shall depart.
Shai wanted to talk for a moment.
Oh. Talk. I will wait.
No. I mean, Shahid, I think Shahid wanted to talk to you. I got that feeling.
Is this like a logical feeling, or do you have like some proof to it? I just, you know, she had a feeling, I had a feeling.
Look, what? I have a lot of gardening to do today. If you guys are going to leave...
I'm trying to give Buzz wanted to talk to the archivist. I'm trying to give him the chance to talk to the archivist.
I mean, you're all just standing together in this room. I don't know why.
I'm going to walk off. I'm going to go find Kaylani.
He's also in the room.
All right, fine.
There's nowhere to go. I don't know. You guys are trying to find somewhere to go.
I don't.
You can just leave if you want to leave.
The Warrens first, yeah.
Hey, Kaylani.
Yeah?
I'll be seeing ya.
Thanks for all the good stuff.
Yep. I look forward to seeing you again soon. Ish?
That would be great, but usually people don't come back here a second time.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll be back here either. Alright, Archivist, I'm ready. Marco just throws his hands in the air. She's like, alright, let's go.
Well, if you are ready, if you will gather in the center of the room, please.
Mm-hmm.
I will make my way there.
All the timelines that you've seen us find our friend again. The tall one.
As I told your friend Dr. Ward, I do not know your future. You are, again, unique individuals that are completely in charge of your own destiny. She gestures at like all the plants around her, which means your futures do not sing to me.
Aaron was a part of that group?
Aaron was not. Aaron's future and his past, if he ever has or had either, are unknown to me.
I understand. Thank you for your kindness.
If you would all gather in the center of the room, that would make my job a little easier.
I will say this before I send you on your way. Your path is up to you. To return to the time that you seek is simple, but not easy. It will require a great act of will. Once you have found it, stick to your path and pray it is the right one. And then she snaps her fingers and everything goes black. Thank you for listening to The Prophecy Tango. Our theme song is Tango de Manzana. Our background music was Ancient Rite and Vanishing. And our outro song is the inimitable Spellbound. All music by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 4.0. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify. And please share this episode with someone you love. See you next time. Thank you.